they're not evident, you know, they don't come right out and make the sense that you would like to. Okay, how about if a friend came back in town and another friend had been visiting with him, you know, two friends, or one guy came back to Auburn and another a man that he knew came over and visited with him, and you might be asked if you've seen him yet, if you knew both of them. And the guy says, have you seen this stranger, this guy that's been away from town, have you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I, if you haven't seen him, you say, no, I. What might you say there?
I just said, no, I haven't seen him since he got there.
Okay, fine, thank you. How about, if you do something every day and you do it frequently, you say, and someone says, have you gone out and done your chores or something today? And you say, yes, I.
Yes, I have. If I have, I've said, no, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Let me skip over those. Okay, I'm sure. All right. The structure, the whole structure that we're sitting in here is called a, I mean, this whole building is called a
home.
Or another word for a home is a, well, I know this is your home, but I'm saying if this wasn't your home, you would call this a
real house.
A house, okay. And two or three of these would be called, if you have more than one house, you have two. All right, if you have a subdivision, you know, and you see one house, you see another house next to it, another house,
well,
you say you have three.
Them days, just called it a subdivision, a thick community.
Okay.
Thick community.
Okay. How about on a farm, the building that you used to store corn in, what did you call that?
Crib.
Okay. And what did you call the building, or part of a building, it might just be attached to a barn or something? Where you store the grain.
They call it the barn.
Just call it the barn? All right. How about the upper part of the barn? The
loft.
Okay. And if too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, okay, how is it kept outside?
Well, it's used to get a shed. Put on the shed.
Okay. Did you ever stack it in piles outside and just leave it?
No.
Okay. How about, have you ever seen a structure that just got four poles and a roof on it used to store hay?
Yeah, I've seen it, but I haven't got one.
Now, do you know what they call those? Do you call them anything?
I call them sheds.
Just
yeah.
A shed?
Hay shed.
Hey, Chef. Okay. Have you ever heard? You ever heard the a stack of hay called a mow or a mow? Or okay. How about when you first cut the hay? What do you do with it?
When you first cut it, you have to wait till it dries and then bale it.
Okay.
It goes to a bale and then we haul it up.
How about small piles? If someone goes along and they rake up small piles in a field, do you have any names for that?
Well, they windrow it.
Windrow? Just the small piles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how about, did you have cows on your farms?
What?
Did you have cows on your farms?
Only, yeah.
Okay. What did you call, or where did you keep your cows?
In the pasture.
In the pasture. Did you have any shelters for your cows?
No.
No shelters. Never kept them in your barn at all?
In the winter time we did feed them in the barn. Some feed in the barn. Keep them getting wet, but most of the time just fill them out.